Guys, today is a very big day.
Today is probably one of my happiest days, honestly.
What did we just do?
So, if you guys don't know, I have a sister. Her name is Leora, and she just had a baby, literally today.
Like 5 hours ago, 6 hours ago.
Yeah. And
we just talked to them on the phone.
Yes, her and her boyfriend, Ben. Shout out to both of you guys. We are really, really excited to see you guys in Seattle.
It's just and so crazy.
It's crazy because, okay.
Because she's also been pregnant for a long time. So it's like, you know, the baby's like coming. The baby's technically here.
I mean, yeah, you are pregnant for this. Everyone is pregnant for 9 months.
I know. But then it's like when it's actually time to for the baby to be here.
It's like the one day she's not here. And then the next day, the baby's here and your whole life changes.
Yeah. Because what I'm saying, like, your life is like, yeah, you know, you're pregnant, but your actual life, like, you don't, it's kind of the same.
Yeah.
But then as soon, it's like this baby's here for your whole life.
Yeah. And, you know, we were just on the phone with them and I was just so, this is the first time I feel so close to someone having a baby.
Yeah.
Because my sister is like the closest person other than you that I have in my life.
Right, right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
And other than parents, obviously, and stuff like that too. But me and my sister, we really have like a good connection and we're really strong and we grew up together. We played games together growing up, like stupid little games in the house.
But
you know
even
what I mean?
Like you guys as adults, I feel like your relationship really grew with you.
Yeah.
To where like now you're still like you're very close as adult siblings.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like but you know, I don't know many people who how they are with their relationships with their siblings.
Yeah.
But I think it's normal. Like just
I mean it is normal, but I think like for me, witnessing like the type of relationship that you guys have is really good and really healthy as siblings.
Mm.
You know, I've seen like many sibling relationships that, you know, as they like, you know, everybody becomes their own person. And sometimes you realize like, okay, we're not just kids anymore. So you have to be able to relate on deeper things than just being siblings.
Yeah.
So I think like you guys are like really like friends and family and it's really beautiful to see like your relationship and how it's like so genuine, you know?
It really is. Honestly, that's like the one person, obviously, you know, other than you that if I have to, if something big is happening
like this,
you know, I would want her to know. So, and I feel like it's always going to be like that. Like if our relationship stay this way until this age, I feel like it's not, I don't think it's something that can change, you know?
Oh, unless, yeah, no, definitely not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, if you're watching this, thank you. I mean,
she's probably, well, thank you.
I'm so used to saying thanks for watching the pod. That's why I was like, no, I'm really proud of her, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, it's the craziest feeling. I feel like I just had a baby. That's how close we are, you know? I feel like
just wait until I have the baby.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, I was on FaceTime and I was like asking her all these questions. I was like, yeah, so how was it? Like, how did you feel with this? Because I have no idea. I've never been around anyone that's been pregnant, never been around anyone that gave birth recently,
yeah,
or like saw a newborn or anything like that. So, I have no experience.
So when we're gonna have a baby, it's gonna be like your first
fresh like everything. Like I just don't really know much.
Well, I got your back because I know I've had like plenty of experience with like other people's babies.
I mean kids, I wouldn't say necessarily babies. How many like babies did you take care of?
How many babies did I take care of?
And your
of?
Sister doesn't count because you were young.
Okay. But I just have... I'm just... I, yeah, but it's I just very know different. I'm good with kids.
Yeah, but being good with kids and taking care of a kid day after day after day and their survival is very different.
Okay.
Because being good with kids, like someone else's kid, to just like have fun with them...
Are you taking away my credibility
no,
that
because
I...
because I think you don't realize being good with other people's kids is different than you raising your own child.
Oh, no. To me, I look at it way differently. If I'm good with other kids, I'm like, I'm just going to be better with my kid.
Yeah, but
that's
I'm
how
talking
I look
about,
at it.
For me, I'm talking about survival life, like survival shit. I'm talking about like making sure that like they sleep good, they eat good, they like basic things. Like you never had to take care of a newborn, a new baby, take them to the doctor.
Because I never had a baby.
I know, so that's what I'm saying. I was talking about that and you said, yeah, I have plenty of experience. So I'm saying you don't have that, like, you don't have experience like that.
Some of you guys listening might know what I meant by that. Some of you agree with Alia.
I'm just saying, if I'm talking about the pregnancy and the whole just thing of like having the baby and the newborn and stuff like that, and then you say, yeah, I got plenty of experience.
Okay, with kids. Okay.
It's not the same.
Okay, it's not the same. You win.
It's not about that.
I know.
It just sounds like you had hella people that were pregnant around you. That's what I'm saying. When you said that.
Like how many?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Anyways.
Congratulations. I am an auntie and Yami is an uncle. It's so crazy. Yeah. I can't wait until we actually go see them. I'm gonna go to Seattle in like a few weeks.
I'm going to be the best uncle that ever existed in life. Do you know that? No, do you know that?
I mean, I don't know that. I'll have to see.
This is when you say, yes, I know. I'm sure you would be. Oh my God. You're like, I don't know. You might fuck up.
Yeah. But anyways, super exciting day. We're in a great mood. We're ready to pod. We're going to get right into it because we have a good one for you today. We've been meaning to talk about this topic for a minute. So welcome back to the What's the Juice podcast, everyone. If you are a new listener, my name is Alia Zaitza.
Hey, my name is Yoni Kodo. Your favorite host.
Yeah, I was like, are you gonna say your bit? And today we want to talk about something that has to do with the New York scene a little bit, but also just day-to-day life, like things that anyone can probably anyone has experienced and people have gone through. And I actually don't know if what the exact topic of like what the exact title of this episode is gonna be, but
yeah, we'll decide that later.
We're pretty much talking about going to events. Mm-hmm. Going to events. What are events? You know, basically where you get invited.
What are events?
Well, just in case, like events, like not work events. We're talking about like social events. If you're invited to go to, you know, your friend's art show, or if you're invited to go to this launch for a product at this place and your friend invites you, or you hear about it and you want to go, or it can be like, I don't know, what other event, like.
I mean, you have art shows.
Yeah.
You have, I mean, those are the things that I'm interested in.
Yeah.
Like any event that I'm going to, it would be either like a photography gallery. Probably most of the time, it'll be that.
Basically, the premise of an event, what makes an event is there's a bunch of people that go to this place.
I think people know what an event is.
And in general, it's like, there's a lot of mingling, there's a lot of meeting new people, there's a lot of like floating around the room, around meeting new people, and then that person leaves you and you're like, damn, now I need to meet someone else. So
don't jump ahead.
I just want to give people a little taste.
Yeah. Okay, listen, I'm just gonna tell you this. I love events. I love meeting new people. I love, and you know this too, like when there is a new event, I'm always excited to go. I don't care if I'm going by myself.
No, if anything, you love going by yourself.
If anything, I prefer going by myself, because if I'm going with someone, especially if it's something that I got invited to and I invite like a plus one.
Yeah.
For one, I always hope that they are interested in whatever the event is.
Right.
Okay. Because if they're not interested and I just bring you just to kind of like use you because I'm uncomfortable, which I'm not, but let's say if that was the case.
Right. Like inviting someone that they wouldn't even really care about what that event
is. Yeah. They just want to be a good friend and come to the event for you.
Yeah. But why? You know? But I feel like big part of the event, whatever event it is, like it's for something. Mm-hmm. But then the bigger like point of it too is just for people to get together and meet each other and like talk. It's more of a social thing to me rather than like with a bigger purpose, from my experience.
What do you mean bigger purpose?
Yeah, because you're just saying how like if I invite a plus one, I would invite someone that I know would actually be like interested in that event.
Okay.
As if like that event, the topic of it or the subject of it is like super important. Right. So like if I got invited to a fashion event, I can only invite, like I should only invite somebody that cares about fashion. Mm-hmm. Right?
No, I mean,
you can invite anyone the same way that like
you can invite anyone, but you don't want them to be bored.
But just because it's a fashion event doesn't mean like the whole thing is actually gonna be just about fashion. Like, yeah, it's a fashion event because it might be under that umbrella of like a new thing came out or it's for a fashion brand. But at the end of the day, it could be a fashion event or it could be an art event. it's still just mostly the point of it is for people to get together in a room and talk about random shit.
Yes, but most of the time, most of the people that are going to be in there are going to be artists, right?
Okay.
They're going to be, so let's say if it's a photo gallery, right?
Right.
And just like this, you have a bunch of photos that whatever the photographer, they're presenting, they're doing their own thing, right? Most of the people would be photographers, maybe designers, maybe like photo editors, maybe it's just people in that circle.
I guess that makes
sense. So now you invite your friend who is
an accountant.
Yes. Okay. Shout out to all the accountants out there listening to the podcast. We love you. But the accountant goes to, and also you can have people with other jobs who have a passion for these things, right?
True. That's true.
But I'm just saying, like, if someone doesn't have a passion for that and they just have a whole different career, you invite them to the show. Hey, Justine, can you please come with me to this art gallery? Because, you know, I just want to bring someone. Mm-hmm. Now, you're not necessarily telling her that you're inviting her because you're uncomfortable going by yourself. Mm-hmm. So you just kind of like, hey, there's this thing tonight. You want to come? She's like, okay, cool. Everybody loves to be invited.
But does Justine not care about art?
Justine don't give a fuck.
Damn.
Okay.
Okay.
But she's like, okay, cool. I'll go with you. So you go there and now you walk in and you're not by yourself. You meet people. You start talking to them. The whole time Justine's just there like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I can't contribute to a conversation because I don't know who these people are. I don't even know what a good photo is. So it's kind of fucked up to invite a friend like that if you do that.
I don't know if that's true because I think it also depends.
What's not true?
I don't think that she, just because you're not into the topic of...
I have an example, but go ahead.
Just because you're not into the topic of the event, like mm-hmm. if it's an art, let's say it's a photography event.
Okay.
And the person that I invite doesn't really care about photography or anything like that. I think they can still have plenty of conversations in the room, even if it's people that, because you don't all talk about just photography because you're photographers. You talk about other things too.
The event that I went to, mm-hmm. and I've been to a few here in New York.
Yeah, you've always been to way more events than I have.
Yes. And I'm just going to give you an example. I met it. And I'll also, if you're listening to this episode and you're that person that I'm talking about, I'm not using you I'm using you as an example.
Okay.
But it fits so well. So, okay. So I apologize. But then again, shout out to you if you're watching this.
I don't even know what the story is, but go on.
So this wasn't someone that I invited. This was someone that, so I go to the event by myself. I meet people.
What type of event is it?
It was a photo gallery.
Okay.
Okay. It was a photo gallery. Shout out to Camilo. It was his thing, right? One of the guys that I met here, very nice guy. And he has really nice work. So I go there and you know the story, right? Like when I go to an event by myself, I do this thing where I always just show up first.
Yeah, you like to show up early.
Yeah, I like to show up early.
Like so you're not like, oh yeah, the event starts at 6, I'm going to show up at 8.
Oh, I would.
You're going to be there at 5:55.
If I go to an event by myself, I always show up late. So that event specifically started
early.
Early, yeah.
Yeah.
What did I say?
Late.
Show up late. That's crazy. No. So that event started at 6 o'clock. I remember, or maybe 7.
Yeah, 6 is kind of early.
Yeah. Okay. So
you get there early.
7 o'clock. I was there. Like I was literally like I kind of got off the train station like early, so I was like walking around the block.
Oh.
So I was like, well, I don't want to just wait by the window. Like, okay, I'm here. I'm looking at the time. I didn't want to do that, right?
Right.
So I was listening to music. I was making some phone calls, and then it was 7 o'clock, and I was like, all right, cool. I gotta go. 7:01. I'm in there. I walk in. Nobody was in there. I walk in. I think I saw Camilo. He was talking to someone else. And I knew who he was because we follow each other on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So I walk in and then he sees me and he says, hi, thanks for coming. This is the first time meeting, you know? Mm-hmm. But then he was in the middle of a conversation, so I didn't want to interrupt. So anyways, fast forward, people showing up and stuff like that. And I knew one person that was also coming to that event on Instagram. I was like, yo, you coming? He's actually the one who invited me, but he wasn't there yet. So I knew that I'm going to get there before the invite person.
Got it. Yeah.
Anyways, so now we're all talking. The person that invited me shows up. Hey, Yoni, how are you? Shout out to McCondry if you're listening to this. That was a fun event.
Okay.
So I meet this photographer and he brought a plus one. Mm-hmm.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
That plus one, I don't think he knew what was going on.
Okay, what does that mean?
That means that he wasn't into art. He wasn't into photography. And I only know that because I asked him.
Okay, what did you ask him?
I say, hey, are you a photographer too? Because that's the question that everybody asks in these rooms. Like, what do you shoot on? Like, what camera do you have? Everybody has a camera.
Yeah, and everybody's talking about photography.
Exactly. And he was just standing there in our group.
But he wasn't saying.
He wasn't saying anything for like 30 minutes.
Oh.
So okay. I felt bad. I was like, what kind of photos do you take?
Okay.
He was like, oh,
iPhone
no.
iPhone photos.
He was like, no, I'm just coming with him. He just invited me. And then his friend was like, yeah, that's just my friend. I was like, okay, cool. I didn't have anything to say to him. Like,
I mean, did you ask, like, what do you do?
I mean, yeah, I asked him what he does. He does some financing thing. Like, he does, he works in finance, you know?
Yeah.
Great job. But I just didn't know.
Yeah, because, like, where do you go from there? You're like, I work in finance.
And it's
like,
not okay. that, it's not that I'm a person who can only talk about photography. Obviously, I can talk about other things. But in that event, my brain is, I'm going to meet photographers and I'm going to talk about the shit that I love. So you tell me you in finance, I'm like, cool. It's okay. Fucked up, you know?
Yeah.
But that was me. So, like, I'm not going to go to a photography event and talk about what? What am I going to talk about?
I don't know. A TV show you just watched that you really like, the cinematography?
No.
You could talk about that.
No.
If
I go to a photography event, I want to talk about photography. I think that's fair.
That's fair. But I also think it's okay to like veer off of that and talk about some other things too.
I know. And it sounds fucked up me saying that, okay, if you don't talk about photography, I don't talk to you tonight.
No, I understand what you mean though.
But I don't mean it in that way. I just mean that I much rather meet new people who I can connect with, because after this,
and I think
everybody's going home and then
you
that's
were
it.
In like such a flow of that type of conversation, and like you were in like photography mode, you weren't in just social mode, you were kind of like in a business artist mode.
Yeah, exactly.
And I totally know what you mean. So you were just, you were in that, so it kind of felt like I can't even think to not talk about this.
Yeah, so anyone listening out there, I don't want to sound fucked up, but that's
okay,
just
what
I did.
Let me give an example of like an event that I went to personally.
Are we sharing stories?
Right yeah, now? Yeah, yeah. And then okay. we'll get yeah. So I've been to a few events myself, but they were mostly just like influencer events, and they were my first ones here in New York, because in Seattle, like, I didn't go. There aren't a lot of influencers in general, these types of things happening. So once I moved to New York, and you know, I also joined like a content creator agency. So my agent was able to like, you know, get. I got invited to like different things. And, you know, for me, I do have a hard time meeting new people in these types of scenarios, in scenarios in which it's more than 10 people. It's around like 20, 30, 40 people in one big space. I don't know anyone there. I don't have a point of connection, a point to just be like with. And
can I just pause real quick?
What?
A room that has more than 10 people, I feel like to me it'll be, well, I don't specifically deal with that problem, like meeting people. But I mean, if there's a room with 30 people
mm-hmm.
or like 50, I feel like to me I would be more comfortable than a room with just 10 people.
Okay, I mean, it was just
because you walk in and your person number 11. Everyone is talking and they can see clearly that this person that just walked in don't have anybody to talk to. But if it's 50 people,
oh, okay,
you're invisible.
Okay, yeah, I guess. Okay.
That's all I wanted to say.
Okay. So my personal experience has just been that in general, I don't know how to make my way in. I don't know how to make my way into conversations, into, especially because it's different. Because as an influencer and as a content creator, this was my first time meeting so many of the same type of people that do what I do, that I was like, I don't know, do we talk about what we do? Or do we talk about like random things?
You didn't know,
like,
what to talk about.
I just didn't know like how to introduce, like I would be like, hey, I'm Alia, and then they say their name, and then I'm like,
what kind of content do you make?
Yeah, that's so cringe. That's so, it's like, what's your niche? Are you on Instagram or TikTok? Like, ugh. So there's that aspect of it that I was like, I don't know how to navigate that and to not cringe at myself while doing it. And then another thing too is that I just, there's something about the concept of events that I have figured out that just doesn't really work for me. And that's like what I wanted to talk about in this. From a person that doesn't, that isn't the most comfortable in these types of scenarios, the thing that I don't like about it is that there's always the potential of being by yourself, right? Because all of these events, it's like, let's say you start talking, you find the one person to talk to at the beginning. Mm-hmm. You walk in, you go get a drink or whatever, and then this person's at the bar too. So you're like, hey, what's up? I'm Alia.
Is that what you say?
Or something. I don't know. It doesn't matter. And then I feel like you judge anytime I tell these stories. You're like, is that what you say? Like, why do you say that?
No, I don't know. I feel like
you, like, say, what do you say?
I say, hey, what's up?
And you don't say your name?
No, I don't know. I don't think about what I say. You just go and say it.
That's what I'm saying.
I get it. I was kind of like joking when I said that.
Okay. Well, I feel like even when I told this story before, you were like, that's what you say. Like,
does that make you feel like insecure?
Yeah, because I already am struggling with this shit already. So it's like, damn, now what should I say? Just what's up?
Okay, my bad.
So then, you know, you're talking to that person, you're getting to know each other, you're like, oh, I've known this brand for a while, or like, oh, I've known this person that invited me, or how many people do you know here, how long have you lived in New York, or what do you do, etc. Yeah, so you have questions. General questions, small talk type shit, right? Mm-hmm. And then that person I'm talking to sees someone else come in, they're like, oh my god, I'm so sorry, I just saw someone I know, I gotta go say hi, and they leave you, right? That's what I'm like, damn.
My one person left me.
Oh, now I gotta go find another person to do all the same shit to.
All over again.
Start from zero. Like, I like to start and build. And if I can find one person to stick with the whole night, I'm good.
Oh my, are you serious?
Because I don't want to have to do the same thing over and over again of the whole small talk, chit chat. Oh, where have you been?
You don't like doing that? Oh,
you've been here. It's so annoying.
I met one person. That same event that I went to, I met him. He's a professor somewhere, and great conversation. But after like 20 minutes, I was like, okay, like there's other people I want to meet.
But it also depends on the conversation.
No, it was
like,
a good
conversation. Sucks. Yeah, I'm not good or done.
It was a good conversation. If the conversation sucks, I'm like, okay, that's nice. And I just kind of leave. Like, we.
Damn, but that in itself, like leaving if the conversation's like not good, because that happened too. At the same event, I met this other girl, and she was the most, like, you know, no hate whatsoever, but she was the most typical influencer that just was talking with this like Kardashian voice, and she seemed
like... Hold on, you guys. Alia makes a good impersonation. I don't know if I
make a good impression of that. Like she how does was she just talk? Like, cool. So are you from New York? It was like that. But everything she said was like that. Everything. So I was just like, fuck, I can't talk to you. I can't continue to talk to you. I'm sorry.
Because of that.
Because you're not talking like a normal person.
Yeah, so I get it. No, I get it. It's annoying when people talk like that. I don't know why.
But have you heard of this brand before?
I feel like most girls talk like that.
No. No, see, hate. That's the thing.
No hate. No hate to all most the women. Most
girls don't talk like that.
Okay, not all. Not all.
Most girls do not talk like that.
Okay. Don't attack me, you guys. But
like
I'm
ones,
sorry.
I just don't like the ones that do.
Okay.
You know, go back to the last Patreon episode, friendship deal breakers, if your voice sounds like that.
Oh.
Like, fuck, just talk normally. Anyways, I lost my train of thought of what I was saying. Oh, yeah. So small talk. Like, I don't love the small talk of like, here we go again, saying the same shit. Oh, yeah, I just moved to New York in August. Oh, yeah, we live here. Oh, yeah, cool.
I think it's so interesting.
Oh, this, that. I have to say my shit over and over and over again. It's annoying.
That's so interesting that you find that like hard to do.
And you know why too? Because I don't know why I'm like this.
Do you know why too?
it, I think a big part of it too is because I have to repeat the fact that I am a content creator to so many people.
That's the part you want to get rid of ASAP. Like,
kind of embarrassed by it.
We're going to talk about that.
And I just wish that I did, even though I love my job. Now I want to say like, oh, I co-host a podcast with my husband. That's what I want my intro to be. I co-host
a podcast. Is that the first thing you say when people ask you?
No, usually I say, well, I'm actually a YouTube video.
I am a YouTube video.
I'm a YouTuber, or I make YouTube videos.
I am a walking YouTube video.
Yeah, pretty much. No, I think I want to start off with the podcast because it sounds more interesting. And then be like, and I also make content on YouTube and, you know, Instagram and stuff.
You know what's funny? When I meet someone and I tell them that I have a podcast, they
always ask what it's about.
No, they ask what it's about, but then they pull their phone out and they're like, oh, what is it, right? And I don't have a problem with that. But what I think is a little bit awkward for me is that they feel like they have to do that. Like I say, oh, yeah, you know, I have a podcast. It's called What's the Juice? And like, oh, really? What is it about? And then I tell them. And they're like, oh, cool. And then they pull their phone out. Yeah, here, what is it? I'll follow you. It's like, if you want to listen.
Oh, that's nice of people. I haven't had that experience. Really?
No, people always do that. And I appreciate
it. I guess I had that with YouTube.
But I feel like it's, I don't know if it's really, really genuine or they just feel like they're doing it. Just, you know, in the moment.
I think people want to see how legit it is. I have a feeling like if, because you know how many, no, anyone can have a podcast these days.
The and same anyone way, has anyone, a podcast.
Yeah. And nowadays, everyone has a podcast.
And everyone is a photographer.
Exactly. Exactly. And everyone is a content creator. So it's like, if you say, when somebody asks you like, oh, what do you do? And you actually offer that as like your portfolio of like, I'm a podcaster. If you say that, I think people would want to see like, okay, right.
Everybody got a podcast.
Exactly.
Here's another one.
Exactly. So I think there's a little bit of like seeing the legitimacy.
I get a lot of that with photography too. Because if you want to talk about what everybody does, everybody's a photographer. Right. A lot of people.
And I mean, there's often that.
Or think they're a photographer.
I mean, what makes, because at the end of the day, that's always like, what makes someone, is it like that you have to make money from it to get the label, or to get the label of being a photographer, of being a dancer, of being a, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. To be honest, I don't know what, I just don't, if this is what you do. Because I remember the day I put photographer in my Instagram bio.
Yeah.
I was like, because for a while I didn't want to do that because I was like, I just started taking photos. Now I'm a photographer all of a sudden.
I mean, why not?
Exactly. And then one day I was like, you know what? This is what I am. And if I'm not that yet, I will become that.
Fair enough. Okay, so back to the events, right?
Yeah, back to the events.
So basically the things that I just don't like about events is that you go there and I've realized that I really prefer more interactions that have to deal with like few people, and those people don't leave.
You can't say that.
What do you mean?
You can't hold people hostage just because you don't want them to leave.
I don't mean that. I just mean that I just don't like that there's the constant potential that they will leave our interaction for whatever reason. Or like, oh, now it's time to sit at the table from standing up. And then now I have to sit next to somebody else and then do the whole chit chat again and the whole new thing again.
Also, why are they leaving you? Why are they leaving?
I don't know, because things always break up.
Are they bored maybe? Like, do you think they ever leave like, yeah, I'm over this?
In my experience, it's always that they see someone that they know. And that's the problem. I don't know anyone, so I never get to be the one that leaves. I never get to be like, oh, I'm so sorry. My friend just walked in. Let me go say hi. And then they never come back.
You should do that one day just to try it out, just to fake it and see how you feel.
But I actually don't know anyone there.
No, you should actually just act, oh, my friend just got here. Sorry, I got to say hi to her and just go to the bathroom.
Why would I do that? I want to keep talking to this person.
Yeah, no, you would never do that.
Yeah, I would never do that.
Yeah. I think for me, if I were in your shoes, right, do you want to get some advice?
Sure.
Okay. If I'm Alia Zaita and I go to an influencer event and I make YouTube videos and I also have a podcast and I meet this one person that we can connect on, right? We connect, we're talking for what, 10, 15 minutes, and I feel like, okay, I am glued to this person for the remainder of the night.
I mean, it doesn't have to be the remainder of the night.
But okay, but this is what she said. You said that you are good to be with them.
If the conversation is good, yeah.
Okay, now think about it, right? You go to an event. I personally, even if I connect with someone, so good.
Yeah.
I'm going to get your contact. Let's move on to the next person because you don't know who's there. You don't know who you can meet. You can meet someone else.
But I feel like
you can meet like 4, 5, 10 people in one night. Like, it's such a waste to go to an event. And then you come home and I'm like, hey, this is what I love to ask you. I say, hey, so like, did you meet anyone tonight? And then you just tell me one person. And you were there for like 4 hours. I'm like,
I mean, yeah, but I think it's also like after.
It's such a waste. Meet more people, you know, like get out there because everyone thinks about the same
but
shit.
But also all, like, let's say I leave this one person that I was talking to. Now I have to make my way in somewhere because everyone else is also talking to somebody else. So how do you, that's my biggest problem is like, okay, now I'm free to mingle again. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to mingle to like get in. How do you get in? How do you make your way in?
So, okay, so let's really try to picture it, right? So the moment they leave, you're there just with your drink. Music is playing. Everybody's mingling.
Everybody's talking.
You're so comfortable. And now you're just like by yourself, right?
And now I have to just like, now,
what
act
do you,
chill.
What do you do?
Fuck, I pull out my phone.
Really?
Yeah.
So, okay, you pull out your phone. What goes through your mind?
Well, and then I just think to myself, I need to look like I actually need to be on my phone. And I'm not just on my phone because I have nobody to talk to. So I'm like, okay, let me text Yoni some random shit just to seem like I actually need to text someone.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where I have to like, I have to start putting it away. Like I can't get comfortably on my phone.
For anybody in the comment section, please let us know, what do you do in this situation if you're Alia? You're talking to someone.
And then they leave.
And the person you were finally so comfortable with, they leave or like they see their best friend.
Or someone. Or
who's way more important to them than you are.
Yeah.
What would you do in that situation? So interesting. Like, honestly, me, I would just go find someone else to talk to.
Well, so I pull out my phone and after a while, obviously, I have to put it away. So then I'm just like, now I'm scanning the room and I'm like, where do I go?
The thing is about scanning the room, you never want to look like the person who doesn't have anyone to talk to.
Well, I don't. The reality is I don't in that moment.
Yeah.
So then like I walk around a little bit. Maybe I go to someone that I talked to earlier who's talking now to someone else, hoping that they're going to like introduce me or that.
Hoping. Like, what would you say? They're in a group. Hey, remember me from earlier?
No, I don't say anything. I just kind of like drift into their peripheral vision.
Oh, man.
I don't know what to do, guys.
This is an insight of what goes on.
Yeah, you know.
And everyone deals with that. Babe, I'm telling you, so many people listening to this are going to be like, I am this person.
How do you, let's say someone left you, right?
At a party.
Yeah, at an event.
Okay.
And now you're like ready to go on to your next interaction. There's no one person that's just by themselves. Mm-hmm. Everybody's talking to someone.
Okay.
What do you do?
I just go join the people that I've talked to previously and just stand there.
Isn't that what I just said? I just said I'm gonna go.
Yeah, I know.
Next to someone.
Or you just go look at a different photo and just kind
of. Okay, what if there's no shit to look at and you're just there because it's a, like, let's say in New York, they love to have a store,
mm-hmm.
like a clothing store, loves to have a DJ there and they play music and they have like a random person serving baked goods and it's just an event at a clothing store.
Okay.
I've seen that a lot around New York.
Okay.
And people just go to this clothing store and it's usually more of like a specific, it's not like Zara, you know, it's like a unique independent store that is like only in New York and they are having this event. So it's like, well, you can't, like, how much more are you going to look at the same shit you've been looking at? You've been there for 3 hours and you still got to look at something?
Yeah, you know, you just gotta start talking to random ass people that are there and just say something.
So how do you get into a conversation without interrupting?
Okay. Ask. Usually there's
if there's two people talking, right?
There's only two people talking.
Yeah.
Okay. and you haven't talked to any one of those people before, right?
Exactly. And let's say you didn't know anyone that well before. So this is like the first time you're meeting everyone that's in the room. You don't know them very well.
Okay. You just, well, I, first of all, I wouldn't, if I see two people talking, I would never walk up to them and say something. Okay, I'd never do that.
Where do you go?
I look for the person who, if it's a group of three people, three or more, because then there's one person
who's kind of left out.
Who's kind of left out, who's just there also. Probably thinking the same shit you're thinking.
I mean, they could be left out or they're just like listening. Exactly. You just never have, you usually only have one person talking.
Exactly.
But if there's three people or more, yes, it's like there's definitely one or two people that haven't said shit in a minute.
Exactly. So you just talk to that person who's I don't know, who's just listening. You know, this is the thing with that. I really don't overthink it. I don't, like, right now we're talking about it on a podcast and I'm trying to find a solution for Alia. But when I'm out, I just like, it almost like a blackout.
Yeah.
Like I just get in that room and I know I'm just talking because I want to meet people.
Right.
Like, and it's okay to let someone know that I want to get to know you. Instead of like walking with this, like, I'm here by myself and my approach is so different.
For you, you're like a tall, handsome guy. I'm like
it's
a
different.
Tiny, like short girl. You know, just like
no.
And I feel even smaller just because of how I feel inside, because of like my social anxiety. So I feel even smaller than I already am. Versus like if I was, you know, like tall, I was like looking over people. I was like, hey, what's up? You know, it's different than maybe like than me. I don't know. I feel like the way that it's different.
You think height has to do with confidence in the room?
With how it's being read and how it's being like perceived? I think so.
You walk in a room, say,
like you could literally walk to anyone that's talking to anyone and they will take you seriously and want to talk to you. Versus with me, I don't know why. Maybe it's like internalized from somewhere that I just feel like as a woman, when I walk, when I join a conversation or something, I'm much more, I'm not like as welcomed.
I don't think it's welcomed. I don't think
or I'm not that. As like easily integrated into the thing. Like I feel like I have to fight my way into it. But maybe that's also because I just don't have the skills. That could be because I'm overthinking it. I also feel like girls judge each other pretty heavily. So most of these events that I've been to are mostly women. And I find it way easier to talk to guys than talk to girls. Because I feel like girls just kind of judge each other a little bit more. I feel like as soon as I approach someone, they're like looking at you up and down. It also depends like what type of event it is. If it's a nighttime event or a daytime event, which is another thing too.
Okay. It's another thing too, exactly. But I feel like the women that you're talking about that are judging each other, usually, if I read that, let's say I was a woman and I feel that energy, I don't even want to be there. I don't want to be around people who act like that. Like,
yeah, but
there's plenty of rooms where you go and everyone's so nice. It's all women or all men. You know what I mean? So I feel like those types of women that you're talking about, it's a specific kind that just do this shit. I don't know.
I mean, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because most of our listeners are not like that.
I know, but I feel 100%. Like it's an automatic thing that we all kind of internalize as women. And hey, if you're listening to this, correct me if I'm wrong, but I've just felt like whenever I go to interact with other girls in this type of setting, there's this kind of like eye contact that it's like, I don't know you, so I'm not going to talk to you type thing.
But I like your outfit.
Or I'm looking at you like, I think you look good, which is kind of like
Competition
vibe. Or I don't know, because when we were at that event, right, which we're going to get into, an event that both Yoni and I went together and we're going to like get into it. But there were like some girls that I made eye contact with them so many times. And every time I thought they were going to like say something to me. And they just didn't.
Why didn't you say something?
Because they were together in a group and I was like by myself. I wasn't by myself. I was like with you, but like they were like moving around the room.
Yeah, yeah.
They were there with the person that organized it.
Okay.
You know? So they were like in the know. And okay, I feel like there were so many times that like I made eye contact with like especially one of them. And I don't know. It's just walk up to
him.
Weird.
Just walk up to him and give him a compliment. Like, I feel like those things, if I had that problem, I would do that. So I would do that all night. Just, I'm about to compliment everybody in this room tonight.
That's like my entry. Just be like, I love your skirt.
Yeah, exactly. So let's get into the show. Okay. The show. Tierra show.
Oh yeah. 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 So Yoni was invited to.
Yes. I was invited by a model here in New York that I actually just recently posted the cat photos. If you see my cat photos on Instagram, this is the girl who had, she's also a painter, like, I think was it water paint or water oil?
Color, acrylic. I don't know.
Yeah. Either oil or water. I'm sorry. I can't remember. But she has really nice work. And
she's also a model. And you guys did a shoot.
Yes. And we did a shoot. And so we were there together. And Alia, I invited Alia because she told me to bring Alia. She's been meaning to meet you as well.
Right. And there's many events that you were invited to that you also invited me to. But, and I was like, I don't want to go.
Alia didn't go probably for those reasons that we just talked about.
She and was also like, because of the reasons you were talking about earlier in terms of like, when I go to these things, I want to be in my photographer bag, because also most of the people that are there at a photography show are photographers or something close to that.
Exactly. That's why I like going to shows by myself, so I can just talk to whoever.
Yeah. So let's get into that. So, and I was like, you know what? There were going to be a lot of other people that Yoni's, you know, hung out with and talked to like several times. So they know about me and yes, that I exist. So every time Yoni would show up somewhere, they would ask like why I didn't come.
Exactly.
And it's like, I'm always become that person that just never shows up.
Exactly. So I had to like make some shit up. Oh, she's working and it's like Friday night. People are out. I'm like, okay, cool. Okay,
it wasn't that many events, first of all. It was like maybe two or three or four.
So anyways, we get there, Alia's there.
I was hella nervous.
Yes, but then she made it through and there's a lot of people there, right?
Well, actually, when we got there, there weren't that many people.
By the time we left, by the time we left, it was a lot of people.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know how I felt because I was excited to see her work. I was excited to meet her. She was coming a little bit later and
she was there.
No. She came later. Oh, she was there already.
Yeah.
No, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So anyways, I introduce her and they talk and it was great. But tell me about your experience walking there, because I felt like, and I met so many people that night too.
I mean, yeah, so did I.
No, exactly. So tell them. So okay, let me ask you a question. When we got there and after you met with Tierra, right? Mm-hmm. Were you overthinking it? Were you like, okay, this is the night where I spread my wings? Like, what's your
vibe? No, I wasn't like thinking that deep. Like, oh my God, this is my chance.
This is my opportunity.
No, anytime I approach, because for me, this really is something that I am working on myself constantly. And I'm trying to put myself and expose myself to these types of situations so that I just get to practice and get better at interacting with people that I don't know, at making like everything we just talked about. So I just look at it in that way of like, this is an opportunity for me to apply. It sounds very like technical and like kind of like a loser, but that's just my reality. This is just something that I have to work with and have to work on. So when we were there, I was just like, okay, let's do this shit. Let's fucking be social. Let's get in our social butterfly thing. And that was just like my mindset going into it. However, I feel like in New York too, it's a little bit hard because there's so many types of people.
When we walked in, what was your first observation? Or like as people were coming
in? My first observation
in?
Was like there weren't that many people there yet, which is not a problem.
Mm-hmm. We were early.
Yeah. No, we were on time. We were like 30 minutes after it started.
That's early.
Okay. Well, you said that you like to get places early. Yeah. Right. And then, you know, we met Tierra. And then after we met her, there wasn't anyone else that you knew that was there already. Mm-hmm. So we kind of, you know, obviously looked at the art because it was her art show. So we're looking at her pieces and we're admiring them and talking about them. It was really cool, really beautiful show. And then it's like after you see the art, you're kind of like, okay, this is where like the subject of this event has mm-hmm. been consumed, and now it's time to move on to the second part, which is like just interacting with the people that are there.
Yeah.
But there weren't that many people. And then eventually, like, some people showed up that you knew and, like, I met them. But you guys already have, like, you know, you follow each other on Instagram. So you're like, oh, bro, I just saw, like, that new thing you posted. It was so cool. Then you're like, and I'm like, I don't know these people. So I'm just like, oh, what was it? You know?
Yeah.
And I just don't like having to ask, like, what are people talking about? Because I feel like such a loser. Because you know how much I hate not knowing shit.
This is Alia's number one thing. She hates not knowing something.
I hate feeling like people are talking about something and I have no idea what it is. Because I feel stupid and I feel like I can't participate. And I don't like showing that I don't know something.
That's a funny thing how we're so opposite on that. Because I do not care. I will tell you I don't know something. Like, I will go out of my way. If you're talking about something, I will be like, I'll bring some shit up that I don't know.
Okay.
Remember that one thing you said the other day?
What?
Like, I don't know what you... No, it's an example.
The way you said it, I was like, what are you talking about? So credible. You're such a good actor. No. Okay, but wouldn't you say that if two people are having a conversation that you join,
mm-hmm.
or you're in, let's say you're already in the conversation, but then one of them brings up something
okay.
that you have no idea about.
Okay.
And they talk about it for a little bit and they get really into it. They're like, oh, yeah, it was so cool. Yeah, did you hear about... Oh, yeah, blah, 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 okay. blah, blah. And then for a minute there, you're not going to interrupt right away and be like, what are you talking about? You know, so you're going to wait a while for them to have their like back and forth. And then at what point, like, doesn't it get on some type of level? Like, don't you feel anything about having to ask, like, oh, what are you guys talking about?
No. I just ask what they're talking about because I don't know what they're talking about. It's okay to not know something.
I don't know why it makes me feel...
Like you... It's so funny because you think that when you don't know something, you feel like... I don't know if you feel like you're less than. I don't know if you feel like you're...
I just love being able to know shit and be like get into something. I love having common ground and I hate when it seems like I'm an outsider to something. I think it gets deeper.
You know why I love being an outsider and not knowing something in a group? Because when you leave that event that night, you learn something new.
Okay, it could be as simple as someone posted a photo or a video that was funny. Like, remember Nicholas posted some video that was like a promo for Tierra's show,
mm-hmm.
and it was like funny. Remember?
Yeah.
And then I obviously didn't know, I didn't see it. You didn't show it to me. And you guys started talking about it and you were like laughing. You're like, oh my God, bro, that was so funny. He's like, yeah, it was hilarious, right? And someone else was there too. And they said like, yeah, he just filmed it right before the thing. And you guys were talking about it, right? If I haven't seen this video, I have no context. So in no way can I participate. In no way can I like, and I hate standing there while people are having a good time.
Why do you always?
I hate just standing there feeling like a loser because I can't participate.
But just because you can't participate does not make you a loser.
But why can't someone just be like, oh, sorry, we're talking about this. Like, that's what I would do. If I'm talking to someone about something and there's a whole other person there that I obviously know they don't know what we're talking about, I will 100% try to make them be like, oh, sorry, we're actually talking about.
In the moment, you don't think about it. In the moment, there's no way you don't think about, we're just talking about this one thing. And then also, if that happened to me, if I were you, sometimes it's okay to just be there and be like, yo, I don't know what they're talking about, but this is going to go away and we're going to talk about the next thing.
That's really uncomfortable for me. Because then after that subject is done, then you kind of stop talking and you realize, damn, she hasn't said shit this whole time. So.
Yeah, it's not.
Anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I definitely think you're overthinking it with that. And also, you have to like relax with the not knowing something. Honestly, I feel like it's okay. You put too much pressure on yourself to know everything and then you feel weird if you don't know what people are talking about. It's okay. You know how many times I go somewhere and I have no idea what people talk about? I don't feel small. I don't feel like I gotta like hide because I don't know something. I just won't say shit. And I will ask, like, so,
I just feel like if
so
I don't,
what video is it? Can I see the video?
If I don't say shit, then why am I even standing here? Like, how long is it weird for you to stay in, like, a group, but you haven't said anything in 20 minutes?
But it's on you to say something.
Yeah, but if I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You ask a question.
Yeah, but I hate asking.
See, that's what you... That's
why
what
doesn't you, someone offer information?
You can't expect people to make you feel comfortable. It's your security. You know, it's you. It's in your body. And they don't even know how you feel. They're just being themselves.
Yeah, but I just feel like I would... Or even when people start talking about just shit that they would know that I don't know. But if I'm part of this conversation, like if we're talking about something and someone brings up a whole different, like, oh yeah, did you see what so-and-so said about this and this? And
what if like, what if it's something like basketball related and you don't know, let's say you don't know basketball. Are you still expecting someone to say, okay, Alia, so this person, his name is Kobe Bryant and he scored 81 points.
Okay, I don't mean like so topic specific like basketball. It could even be, and this doesn't even necessarily have to be at that event. I just mean, like, it's even happened before in other interactions where I was, like, talking to some people. Mm-hmm. And then one of them is like, oh, my God, did you see what, like, Caitlyn posted? And then the person's like, oh, my God, it was crazy, right?
Why does everybody say, oh, my God?
I don't know. And then basically they bring up something and they keep going. Even though before we were talking in three or four or however much. And then two people start breaking off into a specific conversation that is just like, and they keep, you remember that happened to me?
No, I know exactly what you mean.
Actually, wait, let me tell you the exact example. Just real quick. Right? I'm at this influencer event. It's a daytime event, which is also another thing that I'm going to get into in a second. But I'm at this daytime event. It's for this like, it's like this makeup brand that I'm actually really big fan of. So I went there. I was really excited. And it was during the day. So it wasn't a nighttime thing, which I think it's its own separate thing. And I am like talking to this girl, right? And it's this other influencer and I've watched her videos and she's like really cool. So we were just talking about different things, right? And then this other girl comes out of nowhere and starts talking to the girl I'm talking to. And she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, but I loved the interview that you did with the blah, 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 right? Mm-hmm. And then the girl I was talking was like, oh, thank you. Wasn't it so funny? And then the other girl was like, yes. And after that, I just followed you and I love your videos. And then the other girl was like, oh, thank you so much. And then she's like, so are you like living in New York? Blah, blah, blah. And she just steals the whole, like we were having a conversation. I was having a conversation with this girl and this random girl comes, cuts, doesn't even acknowledge that I'm there.
Damn.
See? And just starts and it's a back and back and back. Like there's no space for me to even be like, hey. Sorry. I'm like, what is the social awareness that is just not existent? You just don't do that.
No, that is messed up. You don't do that. I would never do that. If I interrupt a conversation or if I know someone who's talking to someone else, first of all, I would just say something and then just leave, just out of respect.
Yeah, but I would also like say, oh, and she introduced herself. She's like, oh, my name is so-and-so, whatever. And I expected that she's going to say some shit to me and she didn't.
Yeah.
And then eventually after about, I don't know, maybe like 5 minutes, she finally was like, oh, so what do you do to me? After I was just like standing there.
But hold on a second. Even the girl that you were talking to, she should have some type of awareness to say, oh, hey, me, Alia, you know, so now you guys can talk together.
Yeah.
But she was just like, so she's in the fault too.
Yo, that's like my pet peeve when that happens.
Yeah, that's a bad combination of events right there.
Oh my God, yo.
I feel like that happened to a lot of people.
Your phone's going off right now.
Yeah.
But I just want to touch on the difference between a nighttime and a daytime event is that at nighttime, people in New York take themselves very seriously. And if you go like out to a club, a bar, an event, a lounge, whatever it is, people here really go, and it's fine, but I sense go this what? Thing of like people, wherever people go, they take themselves really seriously and everyone thinks they're somebody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's very, very true.
And because of that, nighttime events, I feel like make it even harder to approach people and talk to people because of that essence that's like sprinkled around the room that everybody's just here pulling off the fits, the outfits, the shades are on inside type
thing. No, this is very true. This is very true. People here are, and honestly, I don't hate it, but it's also like,
I don't love
it. Don't take yourself so seriously. Like literally just because you have a fire outfit on
doesn't mean that like you know, I'm too like I can't talk to you.
There's this thing that if someone has a really nice outfit,
I mean, what's a nice outfit?
let's say it's like an all black outfit specifically, and it's like different type of layers,
yeah, okay,
crazy,
yeah, that's a nice
shoes,
outfit,
right? And they just feel like they're all of a sudden just better than the next person.
But do you think
they carry this like?
But do you just see them in that way, or what's something? What is it that they're doing that makes you read them like that?
I don't know, but it's an energy thing.
I know exactly what you mean. I just think it's interesting.
It's an energy thing. Like, some people may not seem approachable.
Yeah.
But then when they go home, they're just, everybody loves jokes. Everybody loves to eat pizza.
Yeah.
Everybody loves to hang out.
People put specific outfits on. They're walking around like.
But you go outside and you act like you don't even speak. You're just like some type of a model or some shit. Like.
I know exactly what you mean. And that's exactly what I mean too.
Yeah, exactly. And I would never do that. You know? And I have. I was just going to say, like,
yeah.
When I dress nice, I still feel like I'm approachable, because I think it's just so unfortunate that people feel like they need to seem so serious just because they have a nice outfit on.
I know exactly what you mean. And just because they're out, because they're at an event. Like that, and that's the shit that I just don't like. It makes me feel like I don't want to be here. I just want to talk to normal people. Can people be normal?
Yeah.
Can you chill? Can you laugh? Can you not be so like, you know? I'm sorry. And because of that, when I went to this daytime event, it was very different, because it was like, grab your coffee, grab your matcha.
What daytime event? You didn't say what daytime event.
No, I was saying like the makeup brand, they were like releasing this new product,
right.
And they had a bunch of like content creators were invited to come, you know, get like little makeup touch-ups. And then you can also, there's like food, and it was at this like health food store and things, you know, it wasn't like at a club or at a bar or something.
Yeah.
So it's like, you're not, there's no alcohol. You're having cute little like muffins and coffee or different things like that. And because it's in the daytime, everybody's outfits was like also way more chill. Nobody's like pulling fits and pulling out their, you know, Gucci belts and their Dior bags and shit. Everybody's like wearing their
normal
stuff, you know? Yeah. They're wearing some people are wearing like running shoes because they just did a workout or, you know, so it's just, because of that, I felt like nobody's taking themselves so seriously here. Nobody's like got hella makeup on. Nobody, it's like chill.
So you like chill stuff.
I way much rather be in that environment.
Yeah.
I just can't talk to people that are like trying to be so extra.
I feel like with photography event, there's definitely like some guys that I feel that they carry themselves and like so seriously for some reason.
Like, I got a Leica. What do you have?
Yeah. But, you know, I don't really, yes, it bothers me, but I'll still talk to, because, you know, it's funny. Once you talk to them, they're so chill.
Yeah.
It's always.
So it's like.
It's always like, there's always like this shell around people.
Mm.
But once you crack that shell and you just talk to them.
You realize really, like, they're actually kind of whatever.
No, they're just normal.
Yeah.
You know, so I just think it's unfortunate that people feel like they need to have that shell instead of, when I walk around the room, I feel like also a lot of people approach me because I don't know, but I think that I give off a certain energy, and you see that
it's
I'm approachable. Like, you want to talk to me? Come right now. We talk about whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I get that.
So, yeah. Interesting.
I do want to just quickly touch on, because after the event, we were kind of like, you know, talking about how I was feeling and how you were feeling. That was technically our first event in New York that we went to together.
Okay.
And I remember that you told me, that if I, what did you tell me? Remember?
If you went, what event was it?
No, the same one, the art show.
Oh, okay.
And like, if I wouldn't have gone with you.
Oh, yeah. So this is what I told Alia. I said, well, before I get to that, in the middle of the room, there was a bench, right? There was a bench in the middle of the room. And just imagine this, right? There's a room that's a square shape. And in the middle, there's a long bench. So we were on one side of the bench. I was on one side of the bench. Alia was on the other side of the bench. On her side of the bench, I don't know anyone. On my side of the bench, my friends were on my side. But I was with Alia in the middle of the room, right by the bench, right?
Yeah, because I think we were like talking to someone and that person left.
Exactly. So then it was just us two. So I'm like, okay, well, let's go talk to my friends who are over there that you also met them.
You didn't say that.
Hold on a second. Let me finish my story and then you can tell your story. So I said, let's go talk to my friends. And I wanted to go talk to my friends. I'm with Alia, literally, guys, 24/7. Last thing I want to do is go to an event and talk to Alia.
Damn, okay, last thing. That sounds fucked up.
Not last thing.
But like, I love you're not there to hang out with me.
I'm not there to hang out. I'm like, go talk to other, go meet people. You know, we'll come home and then we'll talk about it on the pod. You know, I don't want to sit there with you and like, what are we going to talk about? You know what I mean?
Which is fair.
I just hope
need to say one point. You didn't say that to me. You said,
say what?
You didn't say,
let's go talk to my friends. Yes, I did.
No. What you said, was, why are you on that side of the bench? Come on this other side of the bench.
I did say that.
That's what you said.
Why are you on this side of the bench? Come over. And it's a small bench. You can just like lift your leg up and you're on the other side.
Yeah. But I also just thought I'm just on this side of the bench. That's all.
It felt like such a barrier.
I didn't feel like that at all.
I felt like you were in a different room.
And I didn't know that you wanted me to come on the other side of the bench so that we could go talk to the people that I just met and that you know from the event.
I mean, didn't you want to go talk to more people? Were you ready to go home?
At that point, I was kind of ready to go home. My social battery was pretty down. I had met people. There was like, now nobody was really looking at the art. Everybody was just like mingling and talking and shit, you know? So...
It was a fun event. And okay, we ended up going and talking to them.
Yeah, we ended up talking to them. What was actually really funny too, real quick, is that I, you know, met someone. Mm-hmm. I met a girl that we were like talking in like a group of like five of us, right?
Okay, and was then, I there?
Yeah, there was it was like you, Nick, Huli.
Oh,
and then they were there, right? But so then I was talking to this girl that I hadn't met before. Right. So then I was talking, there was like a group of five people and then we joined the group and then I hadn't met her yet, but she was in that group. So I was like, oh, hi, I'm Allie. Or no, you said, oh, by the way, this is my wife, Allie. And then I said, hi, I'm Allie. Nice to meet you. And she just said, hi, nice to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't say her name.
Mm-hmm.
So in the moment, I didn't think to ask like, oh, what's your name? I just didn't think about it.
Even though you should have.
No, even though she should have just said her name.
Okay.
Because I said, my name is Allie. Usually when you present your name, they say your name, their name. Okay. That's just how it works. But anyway, so she didn't say her name, right? And then we're talking. We ended up talking for like 20, 30, I don't know, a while in this group. And then she leaves to say hi to someone.
What?
See, people do that all the time.
Right.
So she leaves to say hi to someone. And then it was like just me, you, and Nicholas left. And then that's where I was like, oh, when is Juliana getting here? Or is Juliana coming?
Yeah.
Juliana, for me, context, is one of the friends that Yoni made a while ago that she met, that he met, and that's also when he met this other guy named Nicholas.
Yes.
Right? He's probably listening to the podcast right now, so shout out.
right, exactly. Shout out to Nick. But I met her through him.
Okay, yeah. So...
And actually, I spent my first...
Thanksgiving
at her house with Nick because you were in Seattle with your family.
Yes. So that's where I just thought that, you know, Nick is going to be there. Juliana's going to be there. So I just asked like, oh, is she coming?
And Yoni
and Nick look at each other and just start laughing. And I was like, I don't understand what's so funny. And then Yoni was like, you were just talking to her.
So funny.
The girl that I met, and she didn't say her name back to me, was Juliana. But I didn't know. So I was just talking to her like I was talking to a bunch of other people that night.
I don't know why I thought that you knew.
And it's funny because I think someone took a video like right at that moment when we said, hi, nice to meet you. And you can hear she didn't say her name.
Yeah.
But it was very funny because we were talking for like 20 minutes or something. And then I was like, oh yeah, when did she come? Like the whole time, I just didn't know it was her.
So funny. Me and Nick look at each other like, I thought you were joking.
No, that's such a weird joke.
Weird joke, right? Yeah. So then I'll go over to Juliana and I'm like, hey, so apparently Ali didn't know who you were.
I just didn't know that was that person.
But maybe she thought that you knew
her. I think maybe she just assumed. But also I didn't assume she knew who I was. And also I saw her in a photo like one time.
Yeah, shout out to Juliana if you're watching this. Nick, if you're watching this.
Listening, yeah.
That was a great, great, great memory. And we laughed about it later, you know? It was funny.
To conclude the thought, though, of like basically what you said about if I didn't come to the show with you. Like after our whole experience, you know, I finally came to an event with you.
But I'm glad you came. You know, you're making it sound like I didn't want you to come with me.
Well, no, it's not that. But I think it's just, it's.
Okay, but I know the point you're trying to get me to say.
So just say it.
Did you say just say it?
Yeah.
So if going to an event where I know I'm going to be networking and talking to people, mm-hmm. meeting a lot of people.
Which you're very good at.
Exactly. And just knowing how Alia is with events. I never want to feel like I'm leaving her behind.
Especially because that's something that I always tell him, like, don't leave me
exactly
by myself.
Don't leave me. So that means that if I go into an event and I'm like ready to talk to people. I'm
ready
like
to just go.
Exactly. Around I'm going to plug myself everywhere. And that's just because I love doing it. But if I'm with Alia, I feel like if I do that at 100% capacity, if I'm with Alia, it's going to take me down to about like, I want to say 70 or 60. You know?
Okay, that's fair.
And it's fine, but...
You felt like I was holding you back.
No, that event, not specifically. Not specifically.
A little bit. Yeah. Because the thing is, I also felt like I was holding you back. No, I knew I don't that want you would have feel like... I knew that you would have, if I wasn't here, you would just not be just standing here, you know?
Oh, I would never just stand somewhere.
You know, you would somehow you would just... I think it's some type of confidence. It's some type of something because I always be finding myself standing. I'm like, fuck, here I go. I'm standing here.
Like it's happening again. Let us know if this is you, if you're more like Alia, if you're more like Yoni, what are you doing in these situations? I feel like we gave a lot of examples. So if you could just let us know.
You know, conclusion is I just like more one-on-one, intimate, intentional interactions. Like if you, how we've been like planning to go, right? If you are like, oh, let's go get dinner with Nick and Juliana, right?
Yes, babe.
I would have no problem with that.
I know, because it's only four people.
And because I'm like building on something. It's not just do here and then do there and then a little bit of here and a little bit of there and nothing really builds that much. And I just like more intentional, like, we're sitting down, we're just talking, and we're like sharing a good meal.
And nobody's and leaving.
And nobody's fucking going anywhere until we all go home.
And we all go home at the same time.
I just prefer that, and I think I function better in that way. And I think that's also where my social anxiety is not like really present. And I can actually let people see who I truly am because I feel like in event scenarios, my personality doesn't shine the way that it would if I was spending more like smaller group quality time with somebody.
No, I get it.
And babe, it makes me feel sad because I don't want anyone to have like a bad impression of me of being like a loser or like being socially awkward, even though like I guess I am in that scenario.
I don't think you are socially awkward because once you find people to talk to, you're very outgoing.
I mean, yeah.
Like, even anytime if you went to, like, a small little house party or gathering and you don't know anyone, like, the moment you talk to someone, everyone always says, like, Ali, she's so fun.
Yeah.
You know? So, I think it is, like, a confidence thing. I don't think...
For me, it's, like, the getting to the conversation. That's the hard part. The conversation itself, I don't have a problem talking to people, but it's the getting into the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, guys, thank you for listening. We're gonna end it there. I hope. I'm sure some of you resonated with
100%. Yes. Let us know what you thought. And honestly, don't overthink it. Just show up to an event. See, this is the thing. If you go to an event by yourself, show up early. Be the first person there. You meet the host. You talk to them. And then people start coming in. Now you're already comfortable in the room. They're coming in, whether they're confident or not, they see you. You're already there. So now I would hope that you would have more confidence to say hi to them. Like you saw everything that was...
You've been there.
Yeah, exactly. And you know the host by now.
Yeah, but everybody comes with a plus one.
Yeah.
Where everybody comes they know someone else.
I think this is a great piece of advice. Show up early at an event if you're going by yourself.
Okay.
Because there's nothing worse than if an event starts at 6 and you show up at 9 or 8 and you come by yourself, you're about to walk in. You're about to have the most anxiety you ever had in your life.
Because everyone's been talking and been looking.
Exactly.
And yeah.
Everybody's already warmed up. You just walking in like, okay, cool. Let me just meet people. They're going to look at you like, who are you? You just got here.
Yeah.
You missed the cake.
Okay, guys. Let us know what you think in the comments below about this episode. And if you have anything to add, anything to say, any tips and tricks to help your girl.
Okay. Yes.
And you know, it's okay. The same way, this is just something that I struggle with and that I have to work on. There's other people that have other things.
But trust me, you're not the only one.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're going to see. I feel like people are going to be in the comments letting us know what's up.
Yeah, and I'm going to feel less alone.
Exactly. Let's make Alia feel less alone in the comments, okay? Thanks for watching. I think I'm about to just take a little break and eat something because I
could use a little snack right now.
You still got that sushi?
No, I ate it.
When?
Yeah, I ate it. Like I said, I was like, oh, actually, I'm going to eat before, so I'm not hungry.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. I could definitely use
sushi. Is like my favorite thing to eat right before the podcast.
Yeah, nice and light.
Yeah.
Okay, love you guys. See you next week. If you are a Patreon member, we'll see you guys there on this weekend. And we love you very much. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, and if you're not, you can always sign up. The links are literally everywhere.
Yep. Yeah,
this bio, Instagram bio, my bio.
Follow us on Instagram at What's the Juice Pod. And that's it. That's all she wrote.
Exactly. And shout out to your dog also. This is still a thing. Someone was asking me, like, there's no shout outs to dogs anymore.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. There's a lot of things going on.
There's a lot of things going on.
Like, you know, shout out to Patreon. Shout out to dogs.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
I feel like the energy just died.
Yeah. No, because it's just like now my brain is like ready to like shut off a little bit.
Yeah.
Thanks for watching. And we'll see you next week
with another episode.
Alia always does this voice thing, I think.
Because I need to bring it back up. You know, okay. Love you guys. Talk to you later, alligators. Have a great day, night, wherever you're at in the world. Goodbye. Okay, bye.